got me here. We back on the stage. Hey, how y'all doing? It's your girl, Didi Legette, aka The Core Queen, and we are back with another episode of The Core Queen Podcast. But today is a special episode because it is Call Tyrone.
Yes,
got my boy Tyrone bursting in the building.
It. You know it. Come on, man.
Y'all know who he is, comedian extraordinaire.
Absolutely. Two-time Queen City Comedian of the Year.
Period.
Huh? What else he did? Showtime at the Apollo.
Shut your mouth.
Was on tour with Adele Givens, opened up for Bruce, Arsenio Hall.
Big flex.
The Laugh Factory in Hollywood.
Let them know.
Comedy Zone. Huh? I just performed in the Bahamas.
What?
Stop playing with
your
me.
Caribbean
I'm going
ass.
Back. Huh? What I say, man? Where y'all going now? Where y'all do that? That boy fire.
Yeah.
Red beard, don't care, freckles on his face. What you we talking what? About? Didi. Didi. Didi.
Tyrone.
Didi.
Tyrone.
Trending topics. Some shit that yes. I don't really care about. But you gonna, got
you
me.
You got
here.
To, because these trending Clearly. Topics is trending. Okay?
Golly. Let's hey,
Folks
whenever you're ready.
Tizzy. I don't know. You know, they saying fake outrage. They saying all kind of stuff. I don't know.
And all this shit is authentic. I feel it.
Oh, you can feel the shift.
I know you going through it.
Why would I be going through it?
Because you fought for this country.
Yes, I did.
How long did you fight for this country?
20 years.
God damn!
4 months.
I haven't even fought for my kids that long.
Days.
That's a long yes. fucking time.
In the world's greatest Air Force. Yes, I did.
Ooh-wee.
Aim high.
And nigga, try me. I'm going to call you. I swear. I can't wait to see you and actually shoot a nigga.
Damn. Don't hear him. I'm on disability. Okay? Don't cut my check.
Didi in Spanish mean pop, pop. Pop,
pop. Stupid. Look, let me see. Do I want to start with the most ridiculous conversation, the topic first?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, I don't even know what it is, but hell yeah.
I want to start that heavy. Or I'm going to start something light, then I'm going to go heavy.
You sure?
Yeah. Because this will happen. No, it happened first. It happened first. The TikTok ban.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. First of all, the first thing that popped in my mind, big shout out to my man Sauce Got Jokes.
Oh my God, I love Sauce.
Yo, he got a new joke that he working on talking about he believe in TikTok more than Jesus. Cause Jesus died and came back in 3 days and TikTok did that shit in one day. Nigga said, all
hey, yo,
praise
Sauce,
to TikTok.
Crazy.
That is amazing. Yo. That boy don't waste no time.
Oh my God. People went crazy.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. Yo, this one girl that I know, I ain't gonna say her name. She was on TikTok crying.
You know what?
In a whole video, like, I poured into you people and I let you in my life. I just can't believe that this is going to go away. And I was happy as hell for a nigga who ain't famous on social media. I said, bitch, get rid of all this shit out there. Like a real niggas live, goddamn.
You come to smoke, goddamn tail of smoke.
Feel me? You feel me? Shut this shit down. All of it. We don't need it.
Look, I empathize with people who literally have built a platform and is monetized and they
make
money
yeah.
from
oh,
it.
Yeah.
I do empathize with that.
For sure.
But I would hope this to me is kind of familiar in the sense of like COVID, where you were so dependent on a thing.
Yeah.
And you had to shift and figure it out. So yeah. I think that sometimes stuff like this happens so you can not be so tunnel vision.
Yep.
And you know, diversify.
Yeah. Open your mind.
Yeah. And not just be so hell bent on this one way of making money.
Correct.
Because I think this generation they're a little spoiled.
Yeah, for sure.
So they don't really, they believe that they can just make money so easily.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh yeah, but that shit could be taken too because it ain't yours.
That's a fact. And it's the laziest fucking way to make money. I'm just hating because I make like $15 a month on that shit. And I know people clearing $1,000 checks on there, man. I'll be mad as hell. That's the laziest shit in the world. But you know what I was upset about that people didn't cry about was when CapCut went down.
Man, I was sick.
You know, we CapCut. We be on there.
I was like, wait a minute. I'm editing.
No,
my
that
videos.
Shit. I was sick to my stomach. Yeah. Like, ain't no way I can't edit these videos. When that shit popped up, I wanted to throw a party. Say right. CapCut back.
And it took a couple days for that
yeah,
to come
it did.
Back.
Yeah, it did. I was scared as hell. I was on these other apps. Like, man, I don't want to do this shit. I went to another app. That shit said, would you like to transfer this to CapCut? I said, man, fuck y'all.
You know,
that's how much CapCut got a stronghold on the game. Goddamn.
Yeah. Because I have another editing software on my laptop, but it's nothing like
right. CapCut is
at
so
all.
Easy, it's man. So easy. Good. It's really good.
So I don't know how they're gonna feel because now the ban, you know, it's still in effect, but
Right.
They got 90 days to get it together. So I don't know.
Yeah.
How that's going to work out. But the funniest thing to me, though, is two things. One, when the little message popped up talking about thanks to President Trump, he the reason why the shit got banned.
Say it again.
Like, what is happening? He signed the executive order to ban it. But he love to create a problem so he can fix it.
He cold.
That's what he do.
That motherfucker cold.
But he got, I mean, his base, like he said, he liked uneducated. So, well, he got the right base.
He cold as hell for that.
He's a genius in marketing. So he understands exactly who to talk to, what to say, what words to use. He knows how to say in the news cycle. He's a genius at marketing. That's what we've been doing his whole life.
Damn.
Yeah. And now he's our president again. Speaking of that.
Let's get into it.
Got a new president.
Yes.
And, you know, I try my best to be as civil, open-minded, and just listen to people. Because everybody has their own thing, right?
Yeah.
They got their own agenda and all that. But it's just some stuff I just can't.
Woo. Not even when you try, you just can't.
Yeah, I can't. Because I just really desperately want to hear what they hear.
Right.
Because I don't hear it.
Right. Go over your head every time.
I don't understand. Like, that made sense to you? That's what you got from that? And see, here's my theory, though. And I don't care who get mad when I say this.
Okay, now. This is the DD I know.
When we were in school, we were separated. Slow kids, regular kids.
True indeed. Right? True indeed.
So you understood that, you know, the delineation.
Yep.
Now they done threw us all in the same social media experiment.
Oh.
And we don't know who we are.
Shit. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So imagine next time you go back and forth with somebody on social media.
I'm getting
media.
Trolled by the slow kids.
Exactly. You got to understand. Hold on. If they respond a little off, because they a little off.
Damn.
Give them a little grace.
And then you can't say nothing because then you in trouble.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. That's tough. Yeah. Woo-wee.
So I have a lot of friends that are in the military or they retired and they're federal government workers or employees.
Right.
This is affecting them tremendously.
Oh, with the going back to work joint.
Not even just the going back to work part. The rolling back of the workplace discrimination protection, the DEI hires being stopped. Like, it's a lot because he controls the government, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's the commander in chief. He's their boss.
Mm-hmm.
And I served 20 years in the military and not having that protection, that's going to be tough.
Talk about it. Explain it to me. I'm a civilian. I know how y'all like to call us civilians, making me feel like, shit, you goddamn civilian.
No,
you
civilian
ain't shit.
Now.
You
shit.
A motherfucking peasant.
No.
Like, I fought for this country. You ain't shit.
You're stupid.
You a regular. That's how I feel whenever y'all say that. Oh, you're a civilian. Like, goddamn.
Well, just imagine being in I'm a female, so it's a male-dominant industry, right?
True indeed.
So there are certain things that I was protected from because of certain executive orders and laws. Even though some people, creeps are going to be creeps, races are going to be racist, they just going to be.
Give me an example.
But like, for instance, I was deployed to Afghanistan,
okay.
Only female in my office.
Let's go.
On the outside the wire mission, which means we don't get to just stay on the base. We have to go outside into the city in Afghanistan where we were to conduct business with the Afghans. And of course, you know, the men, they could just go. We out there for a minute. We can't go on nobody's building and go to the bathroom. What y'all want me to do? What I'm supposed to do?
Shit.
Okay. No, so at certain points, I have to say, listen, I can't go with y'all. But that's going to look like I'm being favored.
Yeah.
No, because it's my time of the month, and I don't have nowhere to do this out there.
Got you.
So with certain things that we are protected from when it comes to stuff like that.
And you telling me now that's not a thing? Is he taking that away? Like,
yeah, he's what is it? He rolled back to, and this is for everybody, but specifically, it's illegal for him to do certain stuff to certain people, like private sector stuff. But for the military or the federal government, they ain't got no choice. But he rolled back the 1965 Equal Opportunity, what is it called? Protection Act, to where you couldn't discriminate against people for sex, religion, all that. He just rolled it back. He took it away. Took it away.
Damn.
Why?
I mean, because he's trying to make America great again.
Yeah.
So my civilian ass, so that mean that we in the military, you could call people faggots and shit like, oh, he a faggot. Get him the fuck out of here, you faggot.
Well, he said
fucking faggot. I'm sorry. I mean, I should have did
that. Or a nigger.
Oh, shit. You know what's crazy? 2025, I really don't think that word hold weight like it did in the 90s. You know what I'm saying?
If somebody called you that in your face, it would still have the same.
Somebody called me
a white dude. Yeah, he did. I've been called.
It didn't affect me at all. You know what he said though? He fucked my mind up. He said, Tyrone, you're the funniest nigger I've ever seen.
That's why it didn't affect you.
It shit fucked me up.
If he was threatening you and calling you a nigger, it would definitely.
Nah. I just seen a video. We seen that video with that white lady running around calling everybody the N word. She's like, nigger. She was doing that shit for like 20 minutes in the video and nobody did nothing. One dude kicked her in the butt. That was it.
I have a taser and I take it everywhere I go. I would have tased the shit out of her ass.
The N word don't. That shit don't hit hard like it used to, man.
I would have tased her. But I mean, I'm just certain things that you can't.
That's just
like not being able, not hiring somebody because of this is crazy. Because I'm black, because I'm a woman, because I'm disabled, because I'm gay or whatever. Like that, he just took that away.
I respect that shit. But you know why? Because it's been going on.
What you mean? What's been
motherfuckers going on? Ain't been getting hired. My name Tyrone. You know why I do comedy full time? Nigga ain't gonna
a lot
hire
of people that ain't hiring you. Might look like you too, though.
Yo, but niggas been getting hired for years, man. Way before they put that act in, like that was a thing. The only reason why that shit was a thing is because I could sue. Maybe now you can't sue.
No,
because
people actually weren't getting hired.
All I'm saying, yeah.
people actually were not getting hired.
I'm just saying.
In large numbers, they were not being hired.
People are still being discriminated against, though.
Absolutely.
That shit ain't changed nothing.
It changes a lot.
It gives like you protection from the law to where you could sue a motherfucker. That's all I see the benefit.
Deal.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is.
That's
it
a
is.
Pretty big deal.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
It is. But now it's like, shit, let's take the covers off. Goddamn.
But take the covers off. And now what we was complaining about, unemployment rates, black people being the lowest of the totem pole, being on Section 8, can't get this. Now you really, even though we ain't going to go into the Section 8 thing because white people own it more than black people, but just the stereotypes that they put in place or these numbers that they say exist. Unemployment, okay, so we can discriminate now, so ain't nobody getting no jobs. You can't work from home, so they're gonna quit. People like, what the fuck? What is happening? Like, you're really doing damage. You coming in with a wrecking ball, acting like you're just doing this fixing. What are you fixing? And what was the threat that this needed to fix? What was being happening?
Yeah, right.
That this was so urgent that you needed to do this.
Like cause and effect. What cause? Yeah, what you happened? Know what I mean? I think they pissed that people are making real good money on social media now, like online. You know what I'm saying?
I don't care none about that.
They have to. Because look, you have a space to say what you want. In the 90s, you couldn't do that.
But that ain't going to matter because they took away the stuff on social media. I can say what I want now.
See?
Because they can do it. As long as it benefits them, of course they'll change that shit. If it doesn't benefit them.
I think they changing it to push more people into like, okay, y'all, I mean, we're going to discriminate against y'all from getting jobs. Get your ass online and make something of yourself, you fucking nigga.
That's definitely not
that's what they do.
That is not what
they do. Yeah, that's what it is. Because no, they can't control this space. This our space to
so
say
why would
and
they
speak.
Want you to do something that they can't control? That is definitely not what they want.
This is why I don't like this part of the month we got to do. Because I be saying the dumbest, wildest, most smart shit ever.
They are so terrified because they believe that the white skin is not going to be the majority anymore. So they're doing everything that they can to make sure that is always the majority.
Yeah.
Black people are, they like to try to say that black people have all these abortions. That's not true.
Right.
It's not, you can't, these two things can't be true at the same time. You can't say that black people are out here having all these babies, they're on Section 8, and then the next you're saying they're aborting their babies. Which one is
right,
it?
Right.
Y'all banning abortion because them white chicks is having all these abortions,
trying
to keep that image going.
Yep.
They don't want sneaking off to have abortions and stuff like
that. Yeah, and they're having babies with their Uncle John.
Listen.
That's the shit that's really trying to put under the robes.
And we having more babies, so the demographic is rising, and they scared that our numbers are going to outnumber them.
Man, we like the movie 300. Well, we don't need a whole bunch of motherfuckers to be better than them. Listen, let me start. I love
we
white
were created
people.
Better
okay,
because
every time I look in the mirror, I be like, I was almost white. Day. I was so close. If a race war break out, I gotta see who won it first.
Oh my god!
I might.
What?
Jump on the other side.
Who got the race war popping off? White's gonna win because black people can't stick together for shit.
Don't say that.
They can. When
you're right. You're right. Because look at me. I'm on the fence. Goddamn. I mean, it depends on what hood you roll up in.
I don't care. I'm always gonna root for everything black.
When the when the war break out, I'm coming to your house. I know you got it all. You got a closet full of them.
No, just me and the Lord. They don't need to know what I got.
She got a tiger in the backyard.
So I watched this video. Well, I didn't watch. I watched it on mute because I knew if I turned it on, I was going to be pissed.
I love watching shit on mute. I watch sports like that sometimes.
With the caption, I was like, nah, I ain't even going to do it.
What was it, though?
So it was somebody talking about how they were so disappointed that Michelle Obama didn't attend President Carter's funeral with President Obama.
Really? I didn't even know she didn't go.
First of all, I am so sick. And I mean this shit. Try to need you right here. I am so sick of low level, low vibrational black men using every excuse to drag black women. I am tired. I'm tired. Number one, that lady is married to that man. And I'm quite sure they had a conversation before he left the house.
Right.
And one thing I'm almost certain of, he told her to stay home because she didn't want to go.
Right.
Why is she going to skin and grin for what? He was a president. She wasn't. They said that she made him look bad because all the other wives were there. What?
I mean, that shit do look bad, though.
How?
Because, I mean, look, I ain't the president, but every time I go swimming without my wife, people say, where your wife at? Where your wife at? Where's she at? Where's she at? What's she doing? She ain't here. Oh, my God. I wanted to see her so bad.
I didn't mean the funeral. I meant the inauguration.
That's what I thought. I'm like, okay, I was about to say, you know a lot of shit. I ain't even know that.
The inauguration.
Yeah. I mean, as the black community, we understand. I didn't even know a black dude was saying that shit. But my homies back home was like, Michelle Obama is showing all these ratchet bitches what it looked like to be a real woman. You know what I mean? Like, we just ain't gonna stand for anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's so I felt that.
The low vibrational guy who said it, I hope he's watching.
Oh my God, you be knowing these people?
He ain't got no woman. Like, how you giving advice on some shit and you ain't got one?
I fucking hate that shit. I'm so sick of seeing that shit.
Just like,
that niggas be trying to give advice on good women in relationships whole time. You single in the motherfucker.
Based off of the ratchet chicks that they mess with. No, they make you look bad. How the hell Michelle Obama make President Obama look bad?
It can't happen.
What aspect? In what world?
And let me tell you this. It wasn't no, you tried to make it sound all cute and shit. Like, I'm sure they had a discussion and he agreed. No, she told that motherfucker, I ain't going.
No, I'm saying he agreed with her because she had already posted that she wasn't going.
Ain't no agreeing. Yeah, she told that nigga, look, I'm not going.
He probably said, I don't want to go either. Shit. But I ain't got no choice.
That's a fact. Both of y'all don't show up. That should look crazy. But it wasn't no debate or nothing. Or, you know, they didn't discuss it. Black women will tell you what the fuck they going to do, especially when you married to them.
Trump didn't go last year or Melania. They didn't. The last inauguration, they didn't go. Remember, there was no peaceful transfer of power.
Oh, shit.
And they did not show up at the inauguration.
Oh, shit.
But they ain't going to talk about that.
Oh, damn. You should have commented that on the buddy post in all caps.
I'm not giving him no algorithm juice. Hell no.
I know that's right. You smart as hell. They ain't about to make a penny off my comment, goddamn.
If I make a comment on somebody's shit, it means something.
No, that's right. Hey, shout out to you for commenting on might just be me and you on there.
Period. That's all in this. What you mean? That's all we need. All right, so since you're an entertainer.
Yes, honey. Yeah, it's my favorite part. What?
Turn me up. How do you feel about Snoop, Nelly, and Soulja Boy getting dragged for performing at the inauguration?
They got dragged like a motherfucker. I think it hurt Snoop because he came out a couple years before talking about, yeah, you fucking house porch monkey niggas. Y'all go, he talked all that shit. He got his bitch ass out there.
He called him Jigaboots.
Yeah. He a clown for that, Snoop. Snoop, you losing for that, gang. I don't know why you said that shit. But I do know they got a bag for that shit. First of all, the VIP seating was $100,000.
Of course, niggas always for sale.
Just to be in VIP. And then Soulja Boy, I follow him on TikTok. That motherfucker almost said how much he got paid for real. He's like, man, they gave me a bag.
He can't help himself.
I'm sure they got almost close to $1 million, probably like a quarter of a million, maybe over 500,000 for just I got to be more than 500,000. If Snoop did it, that shit had to probably be like a mil. That make us look crazy though.
Trey, we ain't got no logo. You know the what's her name? Kelly Rowland.
Yeah. She was there?
No, she said She told Nelly that he better not. He better not.
Kelly Rowland, you talking about Ashanti?
I ain't finished. No, he better not perform their song Dilemma.
Oh. Mm-mm. Okay.
Go down, Trey.
You ain't teaching.
No, yes, I did. Go back. Hit home and go down. It's right there.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't have been able to do it. His job harder than mine.
Okay. But so, yeah, she told him he better not.
How the song go? I don't even think I'm familiar with the song. This is my dilemma. I don't know that fucking song.
It's a high note and I can't hit it. I love you.
Oh, I know that song.
Yeah.
I thought that was.
That's Kelly and Nelly.
Why the fuck would he do that if she wasn't there? You can't do that without her.
He does perform the song though when he's like on tour and stuff. He played and then play her part.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he usually does perform it, but he ain't perform it that day.
How you know? You wasn't there.
They said he didn't perform it.
Who?
When she posted it, they was like, "Oh, he didn't perform the song." They in the comments like, "He sure didn't."
Oh, damn.
He should have sold him.
For real?
They own the song together. You can't play somebody's song without getting permission to use it.
Word?
You know how many people told President Trump to stop using their music on his damn campaign trail? You can't play people's shit.
That's true. Yeah, I seen Eminem do that shit to some local fucking politician dude. He got playing that Eminem song.
Like, no, you can't. No.
I was about to say, I'd have did that shit anyway. I'm a type of nigga. You can't tell me not to do nothing. I'm going to do that shit and give you your money. How much you going
to
sue me?
That's a lot of money. You ain't about to do Kelly. You're
right.
It ain't no pennies.
That's a lot. Right. I'm cool.
It ain't no pennies.
Damn, they was serious about not showing up for that shit, man.
Yeah. And this what's funny to me is that, you know, growing up, we used to always say what we would do in slave time. This is what I would have did. Y'all niggas is doing exactly what them other niggas did that got their ass up in that house with NASA and them. Y'all doing exactly what y'all would have done.
Word.
Tap dancing. Straight ass up. Jigaboos. God damn. This is why black people can't stay together, because they are so hell-bent on being in close proximity to whiteness because they think it's better.
That's a fact, man. We miss Dr. Martin Luther King. I know his birthday was a couple days ago, man. But if he was around, we had a leader like that, that should have been an all-white inauguration party.
I'll take Malcolm X. Martin Luther King is probably the reason why we're in the situation we're in right
for
now.
For real?
Hell yeah.
Oh, God.
What do we need
apologize
for?
To that man's family.
Why do we need desegregation? He said it himself. He said, I'm afraid I'm leading my people into a burning building. And he did. We was great before that shit happened.
Oh.
The black community was so solid. Families were so close-knit. We ain't have no problems until we integrated with.
Yeah, because ain't no niggas got tired of sitting on the back of the fucking bus, drinking out of them weak-ass water fountains and shit, and being served in the back of the diners. My man was like,
"No,
fuck that.
You.
We got our own little community, but we need you. The same shit y'all get."
That's what they showed you. Please read.
So that wasn't happening?
I beg of you.
That wasn't happening?
I beg of you to read.
We ain't have our own.
They fed us in school.
With reading, but I'm saying, are you trying to say that it wasn't no colored only water fountains? That was like
who cares when you can build your own when we got a whole community of our own?
Man, if I live in motherfucking Washington, I ain't coming all the way to Mississippi to drink out a nigga water fountain.
Why are you going over there anyway?
Because I don't fucking live there. Everybody that black don't live in that black community.
You acting like there was only one.
I mean, you acted like that shit was all over the world.
It was.
Hell no. Nah. Oh, hell no. Nah.
This is why they want
the ignorant.
This
shit.
Is why they want critical race theory.
Hell no. Nah.
This is why they don't want critical race theory, because if they could change the narrative of our history, they will, and they have, and you're just an example of that.
I know ain't no way. Okay. Ain't no way. Now I believe it was a black community. You know what I mean? But I'm saying.
So where the fuck do you think black people lived?
How long do it take you to get to this studio?
Like, where do you think black people
How
live?
Long do it take you to get to the studio?
It doesn't matter. This
yeah,
is
it does. I'm just
district.
Trying to make a plain fact that me and you don't live in the same neighborhood.
You're acting as if there were not neighborhoods all over the place with black people
I'm sure
in
they were, but all of the black people don't live in those neighborhoods.
I did not say that.
Yeah,
you
what
said
you're
that
trying
there was
to say.
Only little. You act like there was only Black Wall Street. There was only this, like, there were only these places there. Do you understand what the what's the name of that damn lake in Georgia that keep killing people? Lake Lanier. Was a whole black community under there and they flooded that shit? It's under the water. Like, this shit is happening. This has happened all. It's places like that in North Carolina. I can't think of the name of the place. It is so many black communities that existed that you'll never get taught about. It's so many of them. It's actually, what's the name of the movie? It's the Green something. Green Book. Somebody. There was a book. I think it's called The Green Book, where they it was like a atlas or whatever for black people to show you exactly where all the black communities were, all the black stores were. So when you were driving and traveling, you would know where to go that was safe for black people because it was all black people there. It was a whole book. Like, there are so many hidden communities that were destroyed.
Yeah, that's the problem. They were destroyed.
Yeah, because we weren't organized enough.
Oh my God. First, this is a beautiful fucking community. Everybody's tight knit. We got a motherfucking map to show niggas where the other niggas at.
We organized to immigrate with them. We should have organized to say desegregated from them and continue to build. But no, somebody thought it was better to be with near white people than it was to stay with ourselves. We were organized tremendously when it came to the civil rights movement.
I bet you niggas are still in their communities. Hi, here come the white people. Y'all go in the house. Here come the KKK. Y'all get under the bed.
You forgot about the Black Panthers?
I mean, that's, again, that's not a huge nationwide thing. Them motherfuckers had to.
You think it was just in one community?
I don't know, but it was strong in one community where these niggas had to come. I remember watching a movie. What was the lawyer name? A motherfucker had to come. The Black Panthers had to come from somewhere to another town to protect the motherfucker.
So you think that gangs just existed in one? Gangs used to be like the Black Panthers. That's who protected the community.
What's the name of that fucking movie with that black lawyer? And them Black Panthers came from somewhere else to come and, you know what I'm saying?
But you're acting as if there was like...
I'm just saying, no, man.
There was no black...
Shotguns.
No, not shotguns.
Weaponaries. Like, all that shit to protect the community so they still be standing today. They couldn't have been all they, that.
Do you understand the percentage of black people compared to white people?
We outnumber them.
No, we don't.
We don't outnumber
not
white
even
people.
Even close.
What?
Oh my God, Tyrone, I really want you to
you got the right one, baby.
Lord have mercy. Uh-huh. How
white people are the fucking minority in this country, man.
What percentage of the U.S. do you think is black?
Damn, when you say it like that, I mean,
it's like 13%.
I was gonna say 30.
No,
no. And the rest is just white.
No.
All right then. Oh my God. You know, it's 11 million fucking immigrants.
And what are they doing to you? Everybody in this bitch.
I'm just saying.
Everybody in this bitch is an immigrant. Other than
11 million immigrants, 13% black people. White people are the minority. Clearly.
11 million is not a lot of people.
That's true.
Like, what the fuck?
That's true.
We're going to talk about illegal immigrants. Like, because that is stressing this world out for some reason. I've never been attacked by an illegal immigrant. I ain't never seen a TV show about illegal immigrants killing their families. I ain't never been pulled over and raped or nothing by no illegal immigrant. Where is this shit coming from?
Right, that's a fact.
Most dangerous human that has ever graced the United States and probably every other freaking country is a European white man.
Mm.
There's never been any more dangerous person than that.
Mm.
But for some reason, they're trying to make us believe that illegal immigrants is such a threat.
Now, look, I'm going to show you even more how stupider I am. This is why I like this little law about the immigrants and trying to keep them out or whatever the fuck we got to do. I was in Aruba last year in August, right? On a resort, mind you, right? So it's beautiful. It's like the best place I've ever been to in my life. Here's my question. Let's say I loved it so much that I didn't want to come back to America. Could I just go in their city, find a job, and set up shop? Or do I have to go through some fucking paperwork type shit?
Every country you got to go through paperwork, but you understand that what the United States was supposed to be? Like, that's, we are supposed to take in, that's what the Statue of Liberty is for. Like, that's what it means, is to bring in the sick and the needy, and that's what the U.S. was for. The problem is the government. It has nothing to do with the people, it's the government. They pick and choose when they want to line their pockets and it's going to benefit them the most. So if you're going to let some people in, you're going to let these people in, how do you change instead of having a stringent process all the way across the board on what everybody needs to follow? That's the government fault. Because some other countries, they ain't just allowing it. They got stringent things in order for you to follow them.
Right.
If the U.S. doesn't do that, who fault is that?
That's our fault.
If you could just get into a country, when you just go? If you want to go over there?
Hell yeah.
Okay, then why wouldn't you just go? They create these problems and then want us to believe that we got all this shit going on. Y'all did it. Don't nobody else control this shit but y'all.
That shit called TikTok on steroids.
It's ridiculous.
Created like, his own problem. Now he trying to fix it.
No, well, how the hell you got all of your children, president, are by immigrants, except for one. All of them are by immigrants.
Mm.
And now you want to take away the birthright citizenship? Like, come on. Now you just doing shit.
Yeah, what's that about? That shit sounds scary as hell. So you could be here legally and still get
born
the fuck,
here.
And you could still get the fuck up on out of here.
What he said?
How? Why? How?
Because he said your parents was illegal.
God.
I had nothing to do with that.
That's crazy as hell.
The fact that every person that has graced this United States dirt is an illegal immigrant is crazy to me. Other than Native Americans.
That's
you
true.
You motherfuckers then came and stole somebody's shit and now you want to kick people out. How?
Damn.
How?
That's the code. That's a bar. We got to clip crazy. That. Put that on social media. That was a goddamn bar.
It's crazy.
Because I'll be damned if we ain't all immigrants around this motherfucker.
And just so y'all know, we was here too. Black people were here too. We didn't all come over on no damn slave ship.
That's right. My people did
the
though.
Ignorance,
man. I don't even know my people, but I know they came. But I'm too light skinned to just my people just be here.
No, I don't know about that. So what about Native Americans? They light skin too, bro.
That's true. I'm from Ireland.
Oh, God.
No, they got a county in Ireland called Tyrone.
I don't think they like black people in Ireland.
Yeah, I'm about to find out. I'm definitely going over there. I'm going to drink a beer with my Irish brothers.
So what do you think about this weather? We got L.A. burning.
That shit is more important than all that other shit we just talked
exactly.
about.
You would think that
it's
would be like
scary
the,
out
the
here.
Most urgent pressing issue, but it's, we doing fucking DEI hires and shit.
It's scary.
One side burning and the south is freezing.
Yo, bad. Texas, it snowed out there.
Yeah. New Orleans?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he said that global warming don't exist.
You know what? I ain't the smartest man in the room. I've proved that between these last 27 minutes. But let me tell you something. Global warming got to be a real thing because ain't nothing warm about this globe right now. Shit is insane.
This is crazy.
It snowed in Pensacola. Yeah. It only snowed twice in Pensacola, 1976 and 2010. But this time it got like 4 inches.
Yep.
That's
was out there
scary.
On the beach in like Destin, Florida. All of,
that's
it's just snow.
Crazy.
How the beach got snow? That's insane.
What? Yo, you just put me on the side. The beach got snow.
That
it's
is crazy.
Crazy as hell.
Yeah, he
oh
said,
my God.
I'm like, these issues ain't important. Like, I'm confused. I don't know.
I'm scared.
I'm so confused.
Fuck that. Make an announcement, President, about this fucking weather.
He don't care because he got to admit something.
Now, the California shit, now, I be like following by mistake these conspiracy
not
theorist shit. Yeah, I don't be wanting to see that should just be on my timeline, but it makes sense to me, like the California burnings, right? So in order to build some shit, mm-hmm. you got to burn some shit, right? You just can't tell niggas, yo, get the fuck out of that $10,000 million house, yep. goddamn. So yep. they gonna burn all that shit, then they gonna, like in a couple years, they gonna build a smart city in mm-hmm. that area that yeah. stretch all that. So yeah, that's interesting.
And we gotta get prepared for the Olympics in 3 years.
Out there in Cali? Damn. LA. So that's not a conspiracy theory, no. is it? It's not. Is that some real
well,
shit?
Well, I mean, they ain't going to want us to think that it's real, but they can't just come out and say, yeah, we burnt your shit down so we can build a smart city for the Olympics coming.
And then they taking donations.
If you would like to donate to the fucked up people in the burning California, please send your money to...
I ain't sending shit.
Another city just
like
started burning before we got on in LA. I can't think of the name of it, but that just started burning right before we came on.
Is it in Cali? Mm-hmm. Damn.
I think it said about 1,000 acres.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I don't know. I was in my boy, you know, I did this little camping shit in my boy backyard. He had 4.5 acres. I don't know shit about acres, but his house bigger than a motherfucker. I thought it was like 100 acres. I said, yo, was this 100 acres? That nigga said 4.5. I said, God damn. 4.5. That don't seem like a lot. But yeah, man.
Yeah.
Holy shit, man.
That's terrible, man.
Yeah, that is. That's so messed
I mean,
up, man.
I mean, who would have thought, come on, y'all going cancel all their fire insurance a couple months prior.
And then the water hydrants ain't working and shit. Like, wow.
They ain't got enough water. They always on water restrictions.
Damn.
When I lived in Florida, we had water restrictions all the time.
Damn.
Yeah, it's just awful.
Yo, man. Shout out to the people in Cali, man. My heart doesn't go out to you because I don't know nobody out there. So, whatever.
You are so ridiculous.
Better come your ass to the East Coast, bitch. This is cold out here. Got it where you need to be. Ain't no fires out here.
And it's crazy that we had the conversation about black neighborhoods because they're not, now they're starting to highlight it, but the one black neighborhood out there called Altadena is the main place burning.
Oh, Lord. Oh.
And that's a city where it's like a generational, like parents and grandparents bought houses and passed them down. It's all gone.
Oh, fuck.
So you know them people weren't going to sell their houses. So that's what.
Anyway. Oh, man.
Yeah.
This country is a piece of shit. Yeah. I fucking hate it here, man. God damn.
Speaking of pieces of shit, what do you think about Drake suing the label about this whole Kendrick?
I just think before we categorize people as being light-skinned and dark-skinned, we have to take into the account that this motherfucker got one of his parents is white.
Yes.
That shit don't count.
It's his mom, right?
Think so, yep.
I had a theory. I had this conversation with somebody about mixed kids with white moms. Mm. They different. They different.
Nice.
They are different. You on to something.
You on to something.
Because mixed kids with a black mama.
They not playing. Nah, no, you gonna act different. Yeah, you are so right about that shit, man.
Somebody will argue me down. I'm like, I'm telling you what's the difference.
Hell yeah. White mama, boy, all sensitive and shit. Now they talked about me, mom. I'm gonna fucking. Nah, fuck that. If you have white, you not light skin. You just a half white motherfucker. Nah, because for the longest time when he was hot, I was like, hell yeah, it's light skin team, nigga, light skin, all this shit.
He's weird.
I'm like, nah, fuck
he
that.
Light-skinned.
Nah, if you got a white parent, bro, you're not light skin. You just have white. A mixed parent?
Yeah. That's not all white.
Nah, that baby still is fucking a white. Wait, hold on. Yeah, you still got some white in you.
No, I'm saying you said they not light skin.
Yeah.
So they not light skinned no matter what if the other parent's not black? He done messed up his own theory.
You fucked me up.
I'm asking for my daughter.
I don't understand your question. So,
you said mixed kids are not light skinned, they white.
Correct. No, I'm saying they half white. That you can't, that's a different term.
If they mix with white.
So you can't put that on team light skin. You just half white.
No, they light skinned still.
No, they not.
Mm-mm. I need somebody to say something on these comments.
Mm-mm.
They not light skin.
Mm-mm.
So my daughter just mixed.
Yeah.
She's light skin.
No, she not. Her daddy is mixed.
He's something. Oh my God. He ain't white.
Okay, what is he then?
I don't know. A mutt.
Then
Puerto Rican, Italian, and Indian.
Okay, then she light skin.
See, that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that works.
Okay.
All right. So is Drake mother Puerto Rican,
no,
Indian?
And, white.
Okay. Then no, that nigga have white. Fuck that. No team light skin. Hey, no, but you know what? I respect what Drake did, though. That's smart. This motherfucker suing his own label.
It's not smart. It's
like,
no,
nigga,
it's
y'all was behind
anywhere.
This shit the whole time, nigga. That's
not gonna go anywhere.
That's fire.
What I thought was dumb was why didn't you? So if the Not Like Us album or song didn't come out,
yeah,
you was cool because y'all went battle like round for round way before that song came out.
Yeah, I guess Buddy hit below the belt, but
he hit below the belt before.
You know what's crazy?
He wrote a whole fucking letter to his son. Call him a piece of shit.
Yo, my wife love that song, bro. Yo, that's hard. But no, if this lawsuit go through, it's gonna fuck battle rap, but it's gonna fuck up music to where you can't diss nobody.
It ain't gonna mess up.
Because I swear to God,
Drake,
man,
is Karen. He's a Karen.
If that nigga get like $5 million, can't nobody talk about me on
they
the record, bro.
They gonna take his money then, because if they doing that, if they did that for him, they obviously did it for you. That's why you know what they did, because they've done it for you.
What you mean?
If the labels juiced the song like he's saying they juiced it,
oh,
your ass going down too, because obviously that's your label and they've done it for you before.
Nah, I don't think they did it for him.
Shit, how you think the machine work in music? You think people should just go viral like
that? No. They the label get behind it and buy a bunch of, you know what I mean, they do what they got to do to get it to number one.
That's what they do.
But Drake's shit was good though. Like his shit was, his music was.
But they still, we wouldn't know his music is good unless they did that.
Nah, you tripping.
How you gonna hear it?
This shit just fire.
When he first started.
It's good.
I'm talking about when he first started. This is how all artists get out there. That's why they signed to a label, because the label got the money to push it.
Oh,
or else you would never hear it.
What is it called? I seen a rapper talking about
Payola?
That.
Payola?
Yes.
Even outside of Payola, though, even like putting money behind, or like you think it just go on YouTube and just go?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. A new artist could never do that. That's why they signed to a label, because nobody hears their music. You might get a few thousand, but millions.
Right, I'm about
to
say,
because
that L.A. Russell motherfucker doing it.
LaRussell is a big artist.
Independent, like a motherfucker.
Yeah, but he has money. He's putting his own money behind it. Music don't just go because you think it's a good song.
Mm.
That's not how algorithms work, and you should know that being on social media.
I don't know shit
don't
about social media.
How good your product is, if you don't put money behind it in any market, in any industry, it's not going to go nowhere.
I see. That's why I only got 10 likes on all my shit for 12 years.
Yeah, they're going for these platforms are going to force you to put money into it.
That's smart.
I mean, that's why, you know.
Only put money behind Taylor Smoke advertisement. Make sure y'all pull up every first and third Thursday. Shameless plug.
Yeah, so imagine if you had $1 million to put behind that.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. That's how it works.
Oh, shit. Niggas from Bangladesh going to be coming over here for that shit. That's crazy work. I got to get some more money, Didi.
We all do. Shit.
No, but Drake doing the right thing, though. Fuck that. No, moving forward, you talk about me, I'm suing the shit out of you. We live in America.
I don't play that shit. I don't want to hear his shit no more.
That nigga suing his company, buddy company.
They on the same label.
I'm gonna sue your mama, nigga. That bitch had you, nigga.
Just dumb.
Everybody getting it.
He's still sitting there with the duck lips and the barrettes in his hand.
Yeah, he looking crazy. I feel bad for him.
I don't.
Maybe it's my light skinned heart. But buddy called home a pedophile. He was listening to all this shit. He was calling that nigga. Yo, that pedophile shit hurt him. And then. Yeah. It was some shots fired at his crib. Somebody came to that nigga house.
That's how retarded fans are, though.
Word. Somebody pulled up at his crib and was shooting.
Yeah.
Damn. He got us, so he could have died.
Who got beat up? Somebody got beat up out there for playing the song. What artist went out there and played? Was it Rick Ross? I think Rick Ross played the song, and they beat him up out there in Canada. Yeah.
He played what song?
Not Like Us at his show when they beat him and his security up.
Because he was riding with Drake.
Yeah.
Oh, in Canada. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Why would you even play that out there?
Yo, he weird.
Why
nigga
would you
ain't
play
got
nothing
to do with the beef. He just gonna play that. Oh, no, you're not gonna leave here
right.
safe.
Ain't
at
got
all.
Nothing to do with you.
Hell no, you can't come to my hood and disrespect me. Are you stupid?
My niggas love
they
me.
They thought
the
Canadians were soft. They whooped, I mean, they whooped the shit out of them.
That's like, so crazy.
Damn, that's embarrassing.
That's crazy as hell. You deserve that shit. And Drake gangster. He probably told motherfuckers, look, man, if they play that song, get on. He probably paid motherfuckers to do that
shit. He did that in Houston. My homeboy DJ down there, he said, we cannot play that song in the club.
He don't play that
he
shit.
He told all of them, if you play it, nope. They tell you, nah, shut that down. Yep. That man, that's a hell of a diss song. Yo.
Of all time.
You
of
gotta
all
be a
time.
Genius to even think
that's
of that.
Funny. I'm crying.
Damn. Kendrick fucked them up. You think he gonna perform at the Super Bowl?
Oh, if he do, niggas is gonna leave a couch, jump in the air. It's gonna be fucking crazy work. If that shit come on, I already know my wife, and she don't even listen to rap like that. Listen, but if that shit happened during the Super Bowl, she don't care who playing or nothing. Nigga, she gonna be so lit. Oh man, I think
maybe he just play the beat just to hype him up and then switch it. That would be fire.
That would be.
I don't know.
Hey, if he played that shit at the Super Bowl, I know what, that lawsuit going up another 10 million. I can guarantee you that. God damn, look what he did, Your Honor. Look, he played it at the Super Bowl.
Yo.
Yeah, you know how many people watched the fucking Super Bowl at
Man, that's gonna be crazy.
He gonna try to end that nigga career. I don't know if he can.
Did.
I'm talking about Drake gonna try to end Kendrick off some money. She gonna drain him dry.
Kendrick is he ain't canceled.
Oh my god, that's fucking hilarious.
All right, I got one more topic.
Damn, we was having so much
that
fun.
That means the most to me out of all these topics.
For real.
Yes.
Aww.
The NFL conference championship games.
Your team playing?
What? Fly, who? Eagles, fly. What do you mean? Philly. Go, let's go, birds.
Nigga.
Yeah.
Wasn't you, where you from?
Philly. Bristol, PA, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I'm about to get on yo. Look, I just seen you in goddamn Washington doing the cold drive and shit.
You seen me in Washington. You seen me in PA.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say. I hate people that be crazy because that's like me. I'm from Connecticut, but I like the 49ers.
That's so
weird. I don't like the Patriots because that shit up the street, gang. That's in Massachusetts. I'm not from Mass. I get to pick whatever team I want because all we got is UConn.
Way to Cali?
Hell yeah.
That's crazy. That's just crazy. Yes, my Eagles are in the conference championship game.
I hope y'all lose like a motherfucker.
We want all of y'all to hope that. Every time we get that energy, we win. So we good.
Y'all cheating. We're good. Y'all got Saquon Barkley and
don't
shit.
Don't we? Woo. Beast.
The
Giants so damn stupid.
Y'all lame. Y'all bought y'all. If y'all win, y'all bought y'all Super Bowl.
We supposed to.
I swear to God. I'm going to pray tonight. Damn. I hope Washington beat y'all.
Giants over there punching the air. They couldn't do nothing with him.
He had to get out of there. They were sorry as shit.
Man, still are.
Yeah. Wait, what? You don't know football like that. I wanted to ask you what.
Just trying the shit out of you. Well, you're a girl. You would know the intricate parts of the trade. But what the fuck did they give him? Was it free? Y'all just got the nigga? Like,
not free.
Y'all had to give him?
Got some round pick. But they was giving him away, though. Because remember, they called him on video talking shit.
I didn't even know.
Yeah,
none
they
of that.
Called the, whoever they are, GM and all them talking shit about Saquon.
Word.
Yeah, so he came pretty cheap. That's messed up. They looking stupid as hell.
They looking bad.
Well, we about to see. It's going to be a dog fight this weekend. I might be back for the game. I'm not sure yet.
You going to the game?
No.
Oh, I'm about to say, you richer than a
because the they have an Eagles bar here.
Where is it? I'm going to go. Ben. Oh, okay. I think I know where that's at.
But they also have one in Atlanta where I'll be too. So either way, I'll watch it.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. I hope y'all lose.
It's okay. We appreciate the support.
Eagle fans are cool, though. I never met no weird-ass Eagles fans. They pretty chill. Like, you know what I'm saying?
If you go to the game, you won't feel the
same. I know. Y'all rowdy as hell.
Yeah, they look crazy.
Somebody said that they should disguise UFC fighters and put the opposite team jerseys on and put them in Philly. No, Philly nigga fucking scrap with you over that shit, gang. Yeah, that shit over with.
Look, and if you want to go viral, you need to learn Gilly the King's dance. He has this like signature dance.
That shit dumb as hell.
It's going crazy.
I would never do that.
It's going crazy.
Here's my question for you though, because I performed in Philly, right? Mm-hmm. At the
Helium.
Yeah, I think it's a Helium club.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to understand.
Shout out to Helium. They just gave me 6 tickets for my coat drive to raffle off. So shout out to Helium.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Hell yeah. I enjoy Philly. I got some homies from out there. Anytime, this is a thing just for America. If you anywhere in this country and you hear a motherfucker say, yeah, man, because that John was like, that person's from Philly.
We all know. John, right? That's our word.
Right. But I'm trying to understand why they call that shit the city of brotherly love. Because ain't nothing lovely or brotherly about that shit is dangerous.
You'd have to ask the forefathers who created that.
I'm going to look it up. You know everything, sure. But you don't know about that. Huh? You know about all them black cities that was here back in the fucking 30s.
I don't educate myself on white stuff. I don't care.
For real?
For real.
That sounds like some bro shit, like some black power shit, very, brotherly love.
I'm very black, but that ain't black.
For real?
No. You ever heard of Move?
I'm not like I'm going to ask you again like it's going to change. For real?
Have you ever heard of Move?
Move?
Move.
No, hell.
I want you to Google it.
Move, I ain't doing no homework
Philadelphia.
Now,
just look at it. It's going to be real quick and simple. Move. If you have never.
Take you 2 seconds.
If you've never heard of Move, you really need to Google it.
Okay, so it ain't got shit. Okay. I just was like, damn. Because I was out there performing, and I was like in mid-joke. I was like, yeah, I'm happy to be in Philly. It's my first time performing out here. Actually, man, I'm from up north, man. I'm from a place. And before I could say where I was from, this nigga in the crowd was like, it ain't like Philly, nigga. I was like, God.
I'm surprised he didn't say dickhead.
I was like, damn. You right. It ain't like Philly. You ready to stab a motherfucker. You serious about that shit.
Yeah, they're cold and angry.
It ain't like Philly. You don't even see. I'm a do some Donald Trump discrimination on your ass. You don't even watch football. I like your jacket, though. Where you get that from, yo?
Well, my daughter's fiance gifted it to my son. And I was like, oh, no, I like that. I'm taking that. So I took it. No, he gave it to me. He was like, you can have it, Mom. Not like he could fit it. He's freaking 6'1", 180.
That jacket would have
been up here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That jacket is tough.
Thank you.
I like that.
Shout out to Hollywood Shaq. Check out his clothing line. It's pretty freaking amazing and it's pretty big. He's a pretty big deal. It's called Hollywood Hideout.
Nice. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's keep plugging everybody that don't sponsor the podcast.
That's fine. I don't need that.
I do. I need a sponsor. Can you sponsor me?
No.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
You said you was coming to my show.
I did.
Again.
When I'm here, I will.
Why you ain't never here?
Because I'm busy.
I can't.
The hell?
I can't.
Anyway, y'all, we're done for
did
the evening.
Did we do good? Did I do good? Because yeah, I'll be nervous. Good.
Why you be nervous? Because you're going to be nervous and you be on stage all the time.
Because I don't do this. And I don't be following trending topics. Like, I don't give a fuck what happened in America. Okay. But this was fun, though.
Well, I'll find somebody else to...
No, don't fire me. Let me fire myself.
To do something. Do it with me each month.
This called Tyrone shit is hard. I like the name. Keep the name. And just have a nigga named John in here. Welcome to the Carl Tyrone.
No. No. Y'all. You got a plug. When's your next show?
What's today? Wednesday?
Mm-hmm. It's next Thursday? Or no?
Tomorrow, Thursday, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think I got nothing tomorrow. I think I do. I don't sure. But Friday, I'll be in Williamsburg, Virginia. At the Precarious Beer Hall. I did it last year. It's a dope venue. You get in for free. Had a good time. Sold some merch. Took some pictures. So I'm doing that. And then, I mean, I don't want to pull out my calendar. I can't memorize none of this shit.
You
but
should be a quick elevator.
My phone is right
no,
there.
No, I'm talking about you should know it.
Oh.
It should be a quick elevator your next three dates.
Really?
Yeah. If you got dates of stuff coming up.
I got dates. I'm booked. Every weekend
but
until like March. It. Follow me on social media, y'all. Tyrone Burston. What camera am I on? Buddy, sleep over there. See how we doing? Tyrone Burston, burstonwithcomedy.com. B-U-R-S-T-O-N, burstonwithcomedy.com. I'm everywhere on the Southeast Coast for real. I ain't gonna lie. I'm in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia. I got Taylor Smoke every first and third Thursday. Didi pulled up when it was only just her in the crowd. But that's
where's,
okay. Because
Taylor Smoke at?
It's in Concord, North Carolina, right next to the mall, man. Taylor Smoke's Cigar Lounge. It's popping now, though. You know what I'm saying?
I see.
Then when you come, ain't nobody going to be there.
I know. That's how it's going to be.
Thank you, Didi. I appreciate you. So we do this once a month?
Once a month.
Yeah, this was lit, yo. This is fun.
Well, y'all know who I am. I am Didi Leggett, a.k.a. the Core Queen, and I help individuals lose weight, get in amazing shape without starving yourself or spending hours a day in the gym. If you need a fitness coach, nutritionist, glute specialist, I'm your girl. Holla at me. I'll hook you up. I'll get you right if you can afford it, because I ain't cheap.
I was going to ask. Now I'm like, you can't do it for a friend?
No, I don't do anything for a friend unless he's my man. My man. Okay? Y'all know I need y'all to do. I need y'all to subscribe to the YouTube channel, hit the notification bell, like, comment, share it, let your friends know about the Core Queen podcast. And we will be back next week with a single mom panel.
Mm.
It's going to be a very interesting panel. Mm-hmm. We got some things to talk about and discuss. And I'm excited to talk to the ladies. So y'all tune in next week. Same time, same place, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time on YouTube. We out, y'all. Did you hit the intro? I'm at the... Lord, we probably still live.
We ain't getting no calls.
Do you want the outro? Yeah. Not...